Adrian Jansen has three previously published novels. Her latest is called A Line of Sight, but she's not just a novelist. She's written non-fiction books, two collections of poetry, edited short stories, and taught creative fiction. Adrian, I particularly enjoyed this book of yours because it's such a contemporary situation, I suppose, or at the moment. A Line of Sight follows two blokes who go out rabbit shooting, and in the rather strange circumstances, somebody gets shot. And we've come across that far too often of late, it seems to me.
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it? Because this book came from an actual incident that happened quite a lot of years ago. But it's the same scenario year after year. I think every year a hunter shoots and kills another hunter and other people are injured. And so this story of someone going out shooting and accidentally shooting someone else, it's just a recurring thing. So this book did start from an actual incident, but of course it moves away from that and has its own life.
Yes, because it has ramifications throughout all sorts of people's lives, and you're able to bring in other characters into the story that are not immediately affected by the accident, but become part of the wider cast of characters.
Yes, well, this novel it was an evolving novel over quite a long period of time. And it did start with two men going out and both shooting, and one of them accidentally shooting a cannabis grower. But then, you know, I became interested in, well, I guess I am generally interested in that people aren't individuals. You know, they're parts of families and they're members of communities. And so I became interested in the family of the younger guy, Nick, whose story it is. And the generations in his family that have actually been affected by war or firearms in entirely different ways. And also how this kind of event, it just pulls a community apart or it drives it together, one or the other. So I did become interested in how this kind of event affected those wider circles of people.
Yes, Nick has grown up around guns, known about guns, but he's been away from his father's farm for some time in the city, doing quite different things, fighting battles of a different kind,
yes.
if you like. So this is a very random event for him to take a gun and go out rabbit shooting. And as you say, he and the older man come across, or just briefly glimpse people in the forest, in the woods, in the bush, that are suspected cannabis growers, and a warning shot is fired and goes amiss. But in fact, two warning shots are fired.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. And that was all. That all came from that original incident, and I think that's why that original incident interested me so much. That, in fact, you know, somebody did accidentally kill a cannabis grower, and there were huge issues of people growing cannabis right across this rural area and farmers being threatened, and did the police do anything, and all those kinds of issues. That, you know, those issues really interested me, and I think that's what drove the story in my head. But the other part of it, of course, is Nick. And, you know, because this novel did actually take me a long time to write, and at one point I really did lose my way in it and asked that absolutely fundamental question, which one should ask at the beginning, really. What does this person really want? I asked that of Nick, and of course the answer was he wants to be not guilty.
Yes.
And so that then, you know, drove the story to a last part. How far would he go in order to be not guilty?
Yes, because he's convinced it was not his shot
that
killed killed the other man. He goes away from home for all the right reasons to get to get himself out of the hot spot, and ends up with an uncle who's a really interesting character. Well, they all are actually, but his uncle is quite a complex character and has quite a complex backstory, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, because he's had his own quite complicated life, particularly because he was a chaplain to the army in the Vietnam War, and I think that profoundly affected the rest of his life. And because I had become interested in the way, you know, war or shooting plays out through generations of a family, that was his generation. And I have to say I was very grateful for a lot of help from a Vietnam veteran in working out what Jacob's story would really be. And in fact, for me, really getting my head around what that war was really like. So, you know, there was some very interesting research for me in this novel, both in the Vietnam War section, of course, things like, you know, police procedure, firearms, you know, I'm not actually a hunter. And so, you know, there was a lot of interesting research for me to get my head around.
Indeed. And into this mix of a grandfather who was a pacifist, the uncle who was a chaplain in the war, and, as you say, profoundly affected by the use of guns and weaponry, and explosives, his father, who has another story. Into this story comes a very unusual character, Swan, a young boy who's blind. Tell us about him.
Well, the interesting thing for me is that right from the start, right from the time I first started writing the story, he was there. And I think sometimes there are things which are quite inexplicable when you write fiction. But from the very beginning, this little blind kid was there, and with his own sort of odd take on things and his understandings and misunderstandings. And I guess I like kids. I like writing about kids, and I've realized that there's nearly always a kid in something that I write. But, you know, I really don't know where he came from, but he was there right from the beginning of the story. So that's not much of an answer, is it? But it's the best I can do.
Well, he was waiting in the wings.
He was.
Looking for a chance.
Yeah.
And Swan's a very, the sort of child that I can imagine you would take a liking to. But he's very good at infiltrating into people's lives and into their hearts, really, isn't he?
He
makes sure he's there.
That's right. I think he's quite sort of manipulative in his own little way.
Yeah.
I think so.
So he's able to, he's able to put a different perspective on things. He's able to bring out things in the other characters that they may not have known about. He's an observer, obviously, because of his disability. But he's a very strong character in his own right, isn't he?
And I'm glad that he comes across like that. And I think, you know, sometimes with hindsight, you see that things in a novel fit together in a way that you didn't originally plan. And especially when we settled on the title of this book, A Line of Sight, which actually came late in the piece. I mean, it is in a way also about seeing and how people see and how people know or don't know, and I guess Swan is part of that. But I couldn't claim to say, well, I had a, you know, theme in mind when I started to write this, because I didn't. But I think, you know, the mind sifts and sorts things and puts them together in ways we only see afterwards, really.
Which is very heartening.
Yes, it is.
And as you say, there's a lot to do with the use of guns in modern society, as well as, you know, the historical stuff. You know, the communities rally round the farmers who feel under siege from the cannabis growers and under supported by the police. But in the other community where Jacob and Swan live, where Nick is taking refuge, they have a gun issue to deal with as well, which is completely different.
That's right. It is a quite different issue. It's more of a sort of issues, political issue, but it's going on as well. And in fact, I think, you know, the issue of guns, it just hangs around, doesn't it? And then it takes a little spark to light it again. And so, yeah, they are different. They are different sets of issues, driven by different things, driven maybe by... Well, I was going to say driven by idealism in the one case, but they're not. They're driven by experience, really, in both cases.
Mm. Mm. But this, I mean, I hasten to add, this is not an issues-driven book, in a sense, because it's very strongly centred around characters and their individual stories as well, isn't it?
Well, I hope so, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time, Adrian. I really enjoyed this book because, as I say, the characters in it are memorable, and the perspective that you give us into their dilemmas and how they sort them is very skillfully done.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
The book is called A Line of Sight. It's by Adrian Jansen, and it's published by Escalator Press.